Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program. And now, I would like to present the star of our program, Don Wilson.
What do you mean, I'm the star of the show?
Don, I have a surprise for you. This is an anniversary.
An anniversary?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, today marks the 27th anniversary of the day that Don Wilson came to work with me. So take a bow. And Don, I want to tell you that in your honor, we are devoting the entire program to you. And when I say we, I mean the cast. I mean, this is your day. I mean, your slightest wish will be our command. And Don, we're going to... John, you're crying.
Yeah, I can't help it, John.
The way those tears are running down your chins, it looks like your ear. Looks like he's irrigating something. John, please, stop sniffling.
Well, I think I'm all right now, Jack.
Yeah.
I just can't help getting a little emotional when I realize you've been with me for 27 years.
No, Don, you got that wrong. No, I haven't been with you. You've been with me for 27 years. You've been with me.
To think, when I came on this show, it was down. But because of my personality...
Down!
Because of my personality and showmanship, I raised it to the pinnacle of success.
Wait a minute, Don. Now, wait a minute.
It wasn't easy, and there were a lot of setbacks. But every time the show was down, I brought...
Wait a minute, Don. The show was not down. It was never down. So stop making things up. Anyway, I'm not going to argue with you because this is your day. Open the curtain, will you please?
Jack, a throne?
Yes, Don. This is your seat of honor. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute before you go over there. Oh, gentlemen, will you bring everything in, please?
Oh, Jack!
Here you are, Don. There's the scepter. And here... Here's the crown. I think you ought to tilt it a little bit. You look like Humpty Dumpty. There you are. Now, you see, you look sporty now.
Do I have to wear this crown? It's heavy.
Yes, Don, you have to wear it and this robe all through the show. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Wait. Music, please. That broke this throne didn't come from your head, believe it. So, will you help me lift King Arthur in his round stomach? Right up. That's it. I'll just put something in so he can sit down.
Jack, I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right, Don. It wasn't
your fault. I just sit down.
Sit right here. Now, Don, we have some beautiful gifts for you. Another surprise. I know how much you love fishing, so we have a very beautiful rod and reel for you right here.
Oh, Jack.
And for your hunting trips, a lovely shotgun right here.
Oh, Jack, this is beautiful.
And, Don, I heard that every Saturday you go to the J&M Riding Stable and you rent a horse. Because you like to go riding.
That's right, Jack. I ride for 3 or 4 hours every week.
Well, Don, you'll never have to go to the J&M stables anymore. The horse you rented, we bought that horse for you. And it's your own. You'll be able to ride him as much as you want. Your own horse. Will you bring on Don's horse, please? That's your own horse now, and you can ride him 7 days a week.
I don't blame you.
Now, Don, Your Majesty, I have another surprise for you. The quartet that you discovered and introduced on my program 17 years ago is here to pay tribute to you tonight. The Sportsman Quartet.
Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, that's where I want to be. I seem to be a racing memory. McQueen and Matthews and the Robert E. Lee. One score, I miss you more and more. Every day, my son, you're simply red. Don Wilson is a comedy queen. And he's funny doing any old thing. He's thick in the middle, just like a bass fiddle. And to his family, King Don Wilson. There's no one around, sir, like our fat announcer. So hail to Don Wilson, our king.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess many of you didn't realize that when I first started on radio that I did not have an announcer, you see. And when Don first came with me, well, I'm getting ahead of my story. You see, 27 years ago, when I started on commercial radio, my first sponsor was the Universal Corset Company. And I remember their slogan, "Gather unto you what is yours." Well, anyway, after I'd been on this program for 10 or 12 weeks, the sponsor called me and said it was very important. He wanted to see me. So I rushed down to his office. Mr. Willoughby?
Oh, yes.
How do you do? You remember me. I'm Jack Benny. You said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Now, I hate to bother an artist of your caliber, but you know, something strange has happened since you've been broadcasting for... Oh, very strange.
Very strange? What's that?
We've been losing money.
Losing money? I can't understand that. My shows have been very...
Oh, I'm not arguing. Oh, no, your shows have been just... But, you know, we think it'll help if you stick to comedy and let somebody else do the commercial.
Well, I thought I did the commercials very, very well.
Well, all I know is that we've been selling corsets for 15 years, and this is the first time the company is feeling the pinch. Feeling the pinch. Yes, so I thought I wanted to have you here today so that we could audition the announcers, and the announcers are outside.
Say, you know, you might have something there. If I had an announcer that would do the commercial and somebody I could talk to.
Yes.
May I have a pencil or piece? I'll write something.
Of course you may.
I'll write something.
There you are.
Fine, yes. Fine.
Are you going to write some comedy?
Yes, I'll write some jokes in there. So.
Oh, I'm laughing already. Yes, I said. Oh, say, this man is going to be wonderful. He's going to do a wonderful job for you, Mr. Denny. You'll find out. You'll just...
Howdy-do. I'm Roy Rowan.
Oh, say that. Are you ready, Dad?
Yes, in one second.
There we are. Okay, Mr. Rowan, this is Jack Benny.
Howdy-do, sir.
Howdy-do, Mr.
Nice to meet you.
Now, Mr. Rowan, I've written something here on this piece of paper for an announcer, and I want you to read it. Now, don't be nervous. Just read it out nice and straight, like an announcer would read.
All right.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Universal Corset Company presents the star of our show, that scintillating, dynamic personality, Jack Benny.
Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and a funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio.
What happened?
Well, I was walking down the street, and I passed a 17-story building, and a fellow fell from the top and fell right down to the ground. So a policeman walked over and said, "What happened here?" And the fellow said, "I don't know. I just got here myself."
What happened after that?
Oh. Well, then after that, I kept walking down the street, and a panhandler stopped me.
A panhandler stopped you?
Yes. And he said, "Gee, I haven't had a bite in over a week, you see." So I bit him.
What did you do after that?
Oh, this is fine. You don't have to read me more.
That's
fine.
Wasn't he nice?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, okay. This boy's
beautiful.
Yes. You just wait out there
and
we'll call you.
Mr. Willoughby, he was awfully good. I mean, such a beautiful
man. Yes.
He was wonderful. Yeah.
Say, would you send him the next gentleman, please?
He was
commercial.
Oh, yes.
How do you do? I'm Bill Baldwin. This is Jack Baldwin. Mr. Baldwin.
How do you do, Mr.
Benny? How do you do, Mr. Baldwin? Now, Mr. Baldwin, I've written something here. It's for announcer. And I just want you to read exactly what's written. You know, just speak out. Yes. Don't be nervous or anything.
Fine.
Okay. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Universal Corset Company presents the star of our show. That scintillating, dynamic personality, Jack Benny.
Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And a funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio.
What happened?
Well, I was walking down the street, and I passed a 17-story building, you see, and a fella jumped off from the top and fell down to the ground, and a cop walked over and said, "What happened here?" And the fella said, I don't know, I just got here myself.
And what happened after that, Mr. Benny?
Well, then I kept walking down the street, you see, and a panhandler stopped me, and the panhandler said, and he said, he said, "Gee, I haven't had a bite in over a week." So I bit him.
And what did you do after that?
Fine, that's fine.
Look at all that fine.
That's wonderful.
Oh, he's nice.
Very good.
It's real nice having the chance to...
Thank you very much.
I could use any one of those.
Now, if there's anybody else out there, would you send them in, please?
Thank you.
How do you do?
And your name,
may I?
Don Wilson.
Mr. Wilson? You will. How do you do, Mr.
Wilson?
This is Jack Benny, Mr. Wilson. How do you do? How do you do, Mr. Wilson? Now, Mr. Wilson, I just want you to read here what's on this paper.
That paper?
Yes, it's something I just wrote. Now, just read it, and don't be nervous. Just read what's on this paper.
Well, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Universal Corset Company presents the star of our show, that scintillating, dynamic personality, Jack Benny.
Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking, and a funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio.
What happened?
Well, I was walking down the street, and I passed a 17-story building, and a fella fell from the top of the building down to the ground, you see? And a policeman came over to him and said, he said, "What happened here?" The fellow said, "I don't know. I just got here myself."
What happened
happened after that, Mr. Petty?
Well, then I kept walking down the street to see further, and a panhandler stopped me.
The panhandler stopped,
yeah. And he said to me, he says, you know, he says, I haven't had a bite in over a week.
What happened after that, Mr. Petty?
Well, then I kept walking down the street to see further, and a panhandler stopped me.
The panhandler stopped,
yeah. And he said to me, he says, you know, he says, I haven't had a bite in over a week, so I bit him. That's enough. You're hired. Want, Mr. Willoughby. He's hired.
What for?
To be my announcer.
I'm no announcer.
Well, then what did you come in here for?
I came in here to complain about one of your courses.
Why?
Doesn't your wife like it?
No, she says it still makes me look sloppy.
Well, whether you like it or not, you are going to be my announcer from now on.
Don protested, but I assured him that I could make him into a great announcer. I explained that there was work to be done, but he shouldn't worry about it and just leave everything to me. The first thing I did was to take him to an elocution school.
Now, Mr. Wilson, let's try one more time. Ready? And...
A with the U is A-U, A-U. D with the U is D-U, D-U. U-D, U-D, U-A, U-A. G with the U is G-U, G-U. E with the U is E-U, E-U. A-U, E-U, G-U, D-U.
There you are, Mr. Benny. What do you think of that?
P with a U is E-U.
Pebbles in his mouth.
It might help. Pebbles?
Take a mouthful of these, please. Now, Mr. Wilson. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers.
Continued elocution lessons, even though he shot three teachers. Don's voice improved immensely, but because of his size, his movements were very awkward. So to give him poise, I enrolled him in Sergei Finsky's dancing school.
Oh, Mr. Bailey, hello, Mr. Bailey.
Well, Sergei Finsky. How is Don Wilson coming along with his dancing lesson?
Oh, fine, fine. You know, Mr. Benny, I would say that Don is about the best ballet pupil I ever had.
Ballet? But I brought him here just to teach him a little poise. Ballet?
Well, Mr. Benny, you brought him in here to cure his awkwardness. Mm-hmm. And believe me, learning ballet is the very best way to cure it.
I know, but ballet, I can't imagine Don doing ballet. I mean, this... I don't know. I've got to see this.
Well, I had a little difficulty with him at first, you know. But now, Mr. Benny, now he's coming along beautifully. Really beautifully.
But ballet? Well, I don't know. I've got to see this.
Well, you can. He's just about to give his lesson, you know. Mm-hmm. And, Mr. Benny, please, don't let him know that you're here. It might
you might confuse him, you know. He'll come out.
He'll be embarrassed.
He'll be embarrassed. Now, would you mind?
Where can I hide?
Get over there.
Over there.
That's right. Now, Mr. Bailey, I have to explain to you one thing.
Right.
Every ballet has a little story.
Yes, I know.
Everyone has a lovely story about a dying hibiscus.
Ballet is the dying hibiscus?
Yes, I see. Well, excuse me?
Yes, yes.
You? Donald? Donald, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'll give you the musical introduction.
The story of how I found Don Wilson. Now, Don, we had a lot of fun at your expense. But now I have another surprise for you that you'll be very, very proud of. Now, this gentleman flew here all the way from New York City just for this occasion. One of the most eminent personalities in the field of television, Mr. John Daly.
On behalf of the radio and television industry, it gives me great pleasure to present you this plaque. I should like to read the inscription. To Don Wilson, in recognition of 27 years of achievement in the field of radio and television broadcasting, a man who at all times exemplified the highest standards and good taste, a man whose diligent pursuit of his chosen profession has reflected credit on the entire industry. His achievements are especially noteworthy when you consider that he came to the Jack Benny program when it was down and he raised the standard.
Wait a minute. We're not going through that. My show was not down. My show was never down.
Jack, what are you talking about? It was down.
It was not.
I thought it was down.
You keep out of it. Was not down.
It was too down, Jack. Now, I earned that back and I want it.
Oh, you want it, hey?
Yes.
All right, brother. You're gonna get it. This is the last time I'll ever honor anybody on my show.
Thank you.
from a television retrospective that was done at Channel 44 in San Francisco the week of February 14th, 1975, in tribute to Jack Benny. And Don Wilson was the host of that whole week of television and film spectaculars. And, of course, the date of the television show originally, I don't know, but it had to be sometime in 1961 because they were celebrating Jack's 27th year, or Don's 27th year with Jack on that filmed program. So it had to be from somewhere in 1961. You're listening to Don't Touch That Dial from KCSN Northridge, and we will be right back right after these messages.
Hello, Cinderella.
Oh, fairy godmother.
Did you meet the prince last night at the ball?
Yeah, what a dude.
Why, he's the biggest catch in the kingdom.
He sure tried to catch me. I lost a shoe running away from him. Get the door, will you? I gotta get this fireplace cleaned.
Why, it's the prince.
That's me. This your glass slipper?
Oh, no, it belongs to Cinderella.
Okay, Cindy, want to get married and live happily and rich ever after?
I don't know. Got a radio in your castle? So we can listen to Theater of Your Mind on KCSN?
Nah, I'm too busy squeezing taxes out of the peasants.
But Princey, Paul Thompson plays good old radio mysteries on Mondays and comedies on Fridays at 6:30.
Well...
Look, buy me a radio tuned to KCSN and I go with it. What do you say?
Come to think of it, with Theater of Your Mind to amuse me Mondays and Fridays at 6:30 on KCSN, who needs a cinder-smudged damsel with one bare foot and a bunion yet? See ya, baby.
And welcome back to Don't Touch That Dial. My name is Bob Lyons. If this is the first time you've ever joined us, welcome aboard. We do this every Sunday. We don't pay tribute to somebody every Sunday, but we do play old-time radio every Sunday, trying to bring back the golden days of radio and let the some of the younger folks know what it was like listening to radio back in the better years, as we say. Today is a special program, of course, and next week we'll be back with the more of the regular fare that we have on Don't Touch That Dial. Although we will be featuring kind of a special program next week, two 30-minute brand-new radio programs, two dramas produced by the American Radio Theater, and Dave Krebs will be here in the studios to talk to us about it and to get your reaction on the phones, and that's going to be kind of exciting because we believe in new radio, too, and we want to support the new radio programs that are being produced today, and they don't seem to be able to get a hearing, a forum in which to broadcast these shows. So we are proud to open up some time here on a Sunday afternoon to make a time available to some of the new programs. New Time Radio here on Don't Touch That Dial. And I'll tell you about Spurtvac a little bit later on, but right now let's get back to our tribute to Don Wilson as we look back in the golden age of radio, the years that he presented, and did so much for the Jack Benny program. We're doing a lot of Jack Benny shows today because Don Wilson was synonymous with Jack Benny. We're going to go right now to the NBC Radio Network back on December 17th, 1945, when they began the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest on the Jack Benny Show.
Money, I'm up.
Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago, Steve Bradley, Jack Benny's press agent, forced Jack into having a contest. You listeners were asked to write in letters completing this simple sentence, I can't stand Jack Benny because. And is it catching on? Ah, yes, there's excitement in the old town tonight. Everybody's celebrating. In fact, right now there's a parade coming down Sunset Boulevard. Look, they're turning down the street where Jack Benny lives. Thank you.
so many guys in uniform. Yeah, what are they? Soldiers, sailors, or marines? They're mailmen. Mailmen? Sure, haven't you heard? Jack Benny's running a contest. I can't stand Jack Benny.
Well, neither can I, but what's the contest about?
That's it. I can't stand Jack Benny because there's $10,000 in prizes.
No kidding.
I even sent in a letter myself.
You did? What did you say?
Oh, plenty. When I got through, I had to wash out my fountain pen with soap. Life boy, yes.
Hey, I'm going to call up my wife and tell her to write a letter to Benny right now.
Wait a minute. Why don't you do it yourself?
Oh, if my wife calls him half the things she calls me, she can't lose.
Hey, look. They're marching right up to Jack Benny's door. Benny!
Hey, Jackson, there's the doorbell.
I heard it, Phil.
Rochester. Rochester, answer the door.
I can't move, boss. The ladder's up to my knees.
The ladder isn't so high.
It ain't, hey, I'm sitting on a horse.
No, don't be silly. Every time I talk to him... Phil, what are you doing with that shovel and that pile of letters?
We lost Mary.
We didn't lose Mary. She got a bad cold and couldn't come over today.
Oh, that's a shame, Jackson. Did you send her any fruit?
No. She still has the fruit I sent her last year when she was there.
But that was a year ago. Don't that wax fade?
No, but during the hot weather, it melts a little, you know. In fact, the banana curled up and looks like a donut with yellow jaundice. Now, let's see.
Hey, Jackson, why don't you send her some real fruit? The wax stuff don't fool anybody.
It doesn't, eh? The apple's got two worms in it. They don't know the difference. So why should I work? I'm coming. Gee, how am I going to get to the door with all those letters? Maybe I better put on my snowshoes. Good thing I didn't leave them in Yosemite.
Oh, what?
What is it, Rochester?
On the way back from the door, ski through the kitchen and bring me a glass of water.
Okay. I'm coming. God, these letters are so deep, it's a good thing I got my snowshoes on.
Out of the night, which was 30 below, there stumbled a miner fresh from the snow. Dog dirty and loaded for bear.
That's me. Rochester, stop. Okay. Oh, are you the mailman?
So what do you think I am with this pack on my back? An early Santa Claus?
Saw a guy that does so many things. Huh?
You and your contest.
Well, can I help it if so many people can't stand me? Besides, what are you griping about? You got over 200 letter carriers helping you.
I know, but it wasn't easy getting them.
What?
We have the only post office in the country with a draft board.
Now, look.
Don't you shout at me. See those four stars on my shoulders?
Well, what does that mean?
I'm a postmaster general, silly.
I knew I shouldn't have asked him. Now, look, will you please stop with all this?
Quiet. A message is coming in on my walkie-talkie.
Flight commander to control tower. Flight commander to control tower. We're circling Beverly Hills. Please give instructions. Over.
Control tower to flight commander. You're approaching the target. Drop down to 500 feet. Open the bomb bay.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Air mail, you old-fashioned poop.
Look, General, do me a favor, will you? I drained all the water out of the swimming pool. Put the letters in there. The house is full.
Very well.
Thank you, General. Oh, now what?
You forgot to salute.
General Bradley's fault. I mean, it's all Steve Bradley's fault. Having people write letters on why they can't stand me. These snowshoes are kind of tight.
He longed for the fight of the Yukon night in the northern lights, weird flicker.
Rochester.
And a game of stud and a frozen mud and a taste of raw red liquor.
Rochester, stop with that poetry. We're not in the Yukon.
I don't know about you, but I'm chewing on some blubber.
What?
Tough as a steak was Yukon steak. Hard boiled as a picnic cake.
Rochester.
He washed his shirt in the Klondike dirt and drank his rum by the cave.
Rochester, just tend to the mail. We still have thousands of letters to read.
Hey, Jackson, here's a letter. Listen to this one. I can't stand Jack Benny because he charges $2 an hour to play his violin at weddings.
What?
Signed, Tommy Manville.
Well, that's how it is when you work for one man too long. Now, let's not get these mixed up.
Well, Mr. Benny.
Oh, Larry, I didn't see you with all these letters around here. When'd you come in?
Yesterday.
Oh. Better read your way to the window and get some air.
I can't stand Jack Benny because he won't pay Rochester more money, because he won't give him a night off, and because he won't...
Rochester, stop reading those letters.
I ain't reading, boss.
Well, we talk about our little problems in private.
Yeah, you, me, and the Dyes Committee.
Never mind. Gee, I'm getting tired reading these letters. I'm going to rest a while. Say, Larry, why don't you sing a song for us?
I'd like to, Mr. Benny, but I've got laryngitis.
Gee, everybody's got a cold. You and Mary, what a show we're going to have. Just my luck, Fred Allen will be as fit as a fiddle. I'm sorry you can't sing today, kid.
It wouldn't make any difference, Mr. Benny. I was going to sing I'm Glad I Waited for You, but Mr. Harris' band can't play it.
Phil, why can't your band play I'm Glad I Waited for You?
Don't rush us. We got to take these songs in order.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you working on now?
The Sheik of Arabic.
What?
It's a great song, Jackson. It goes like this. I'm the Sheik of Arabic. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
wider when you're...
I know. I know how it goes.
He wanted a muscle now in the flesh with a team of hunky.
Quiet!
Bill, by the time you get to... Oh, there's the phone. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Don Wilson.
Oh, hello, Don. How are you?
Bad as ever, thank you.
Don't thank me. You're the only man I know that goes into a butcher shop, buys a side of beef, and the butcher says, shall I wrap it up or will you eat it here? Now, look, Don, I'm busy with my contest mail. What do you want?
Well, the reason I called you, Jack, is because I'm going on a local broadcast today, and I want you to listen in.
Oh, sure. We'll all listen.
I'm going to tell a few jokes, and I'd like to try one out on you.
Jokes? Oh, go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Why are Lucky Strike cigarettes like Minneapolis?
Say, that sounds like you got something there. Go ahead, Don. Why are Lucky Strike cigarettes like Minneapolis?
Because they're so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
What?
Don't you get it, Jack?
No.
Well, now wait, I'll make it easier for you. Lucky Strikes are like Minneapolis because they're made of the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder tobacco.
Don, I might be a little dense today, but I still don't get it.
Well, now I'll explain it to you so you can't miss it.
Oh.
Lucky Strikes are like Minneapolis because with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-1.
But, Don, that doesn't make sense. Minneapolis doesn't fit in there.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, I guess you're right, Jack. I'll make it St. Paul.
Yes, I think you've really got something.
Well, I better run along. Goodbye.
Oh, Don, just a second. What time do you go on that program?
At 6:15.
Okay, I'll listen. Goodbye. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to ask him what station. Oh, well, we'll find it. Hey, Phil, the house looks a little better with all those letters cleaned up.
You know, as soon as we get through, I've got to go out and do some more Christmas shopping.
Say, Jackson, I got a swell present for you this year.
You have, Phil?
Yeah.
How much is it? I mean, what is it? what did you get me?
Case of gin.
A case of gin?
Well, it'll come in handy when you throw a party.
When am I going to throw a party?
The minute I bring it over, Bob.
All right, Phil, we'll have a party on New Year's Eve.
Mr. Benny, what are you going to give me for Christmas?
Well, what are you going to give me, Rochester?
You tell me what you're going to give me.
No, no. First you tell me what you're going to give me.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
No, you tell me. What are you laughing at?
We do this every year and all we get out of it is a sore throat.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to buy you a nice gift. Now, before I do my shopping, I better go over my list again. Let's see. For Christmas, I'll get some cough drops for Larry Steven. Some new wax fruit for Mary. And something for Don Wilson. I hear they're stretching two ways again. Now, let's see. What else?